Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Sunday edition. Be right back in a minute. Zoom activated here. All right, here we go. Okay. Drop Top Radio. So, folks, if you want to call in tonight, you can call in 563-999-3030, and ask your questions tonight. It is Sunday, so if you want to talk faith or Bible, you're more than welcome to do that. It's about 8 o'clock in the evening here on the West Coast, so please ask your questions. If you want to do it in chat, you may do that as well. Chat should be available. Here we are. All right. Okay, here we go. We got chat available. And we're going. We're good. So let's do some news stuff. Look at the news for tonight. Top news from Google. Do we have today? 563-999-3030 is the number you call if you want to ask a question about faith or the Bible, whatever it is. Fourth boom is from the New York Times. Sonic boom heard across D.C. area was from military jets. Probably doing exercise over there. Russia-Ukraine war live. Moscow claims to have repelled major attack in Donetsk. Belgorod energy facility on fire. Nikki Haley is doing CNN town hall. Donald Trump did one recently. Got a lot of news. Although it took us a while to actually be able to watch it on YouTube. But now you can. But Nikki Haley, who is running for president, as a Republican, I believe, she's doing a town hall tonight, or she's doing it at the moment. So I may look at that later. Let's see. Let me go to, here we go. It's a better look. 563-999-3030. You can call in anytime for the next 25 and a half minutes. You're welcome to call in. Same thing. Let's do this. For me. Let's see here. Dodger news. J.D. Martinez, Will Smith, and Stadium Wilkins Proto. Oh, okay. Wow. So the Chosen series, the Bible's biblical series, quote unquote, is flying the rainbow pride flag. So that could be bad news for Barry Jenkins there, or Dallas Jenkins. I'm just reading the headlines here, folks. Just reading the headlines. So there's a protest at New Dodger Stadium. Nikki Haley's doing a CNN town hall. Let's see. India train crash update. Electronic signal system blamed. Brandon Colvin, Davenport, building collapse, resident found dead. Ooh, well, Tennessee law restricting drag shows ruled unconstitutional. So Texas is allowing it. Christian Welker is replacing Chuck Todd on CNN. That's just, or the, he's on CNN. Where's Chuck Todd? Chuck Todd. Here's Theo again. He is on, oh, NBC News. Oh, Meet the Press. Okay. Todd is being replaced at Meet the Press by Christian Welker. Probably because of his recent meeting or recent interview with Vivek Ramaswamy. That's a possibility. I'm not saying it is, but it's a possibility. 563-999-3030. You can call in for your questions. That. Capitol Police stopped a youth performance of the Star Spangled Banner. NCAA champ Rose Zhang wins LP Ladies Professional Golf Association. Mizuho America's Open and Pro debut. She went from NCAA to the professional golf for ladies. That's cool. Illinois 300 is racing. Kyle Busch wins in overtime at WWT Raceway. Good for him. Heat versus Nuggets basketball, NBA. Game 2 is tonight. You're just sports. You got a Miami Heat and the Nuggets. So look for that game if you're interested. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, the animated version, is second biggest opening in 2023. Showtime pulls Vice episode on Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, who's running for president against Donald Trump. Let's see what else here. Oil prices pop after Saudi Arabia pledges more voluntary production cuts. Wow. Yankees Aaron Judge out after banging pole in Wildcats. Ouch. iOS 17 release date. It's coming up. Oh, wow. U.S. Let's go to U.S. 563-999-3030. That's the number to call. 563-999-3030. I-75 reopens in northern Michigan as wildfire continues to burn. Ooh. Wildfires in Michigan. From Huffington Post, Florida mom allegedly left kids and car to shoplift the car, then caught on fire. Sad. That ceiling is complete in between Biden and McCarthy. That was a couple of days ago. Three stories on shootings, all in a row. One in Albuquerque, New Mexico. One in Owatonna, Minnesota, I believe. And one in Philadelphia, after driving car into two state troopers on I-95. Teen shot and killed after allegedly driving car into state troopers on I-95. After street racing. $7.5 million is a trader, okay, from insider trader made $7.5 million on suspiciously timed debt limit deal trade. Robert Kennedy Jr. is reinstating the Instagram. He is running for president on the Democratic ticket. And Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey endorses Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Interesting. That's here when the vulnerable lawmakers can relax as issue is diffused. Head-on crash. Man and woman are killed while riding a motorcycle in Sandusky County. That's in Ohio. Anderson County. Deputy search for suspect who shot his father. Crazy news here, folks. This is just Google News, U.S. Let's go to the world here. 15 minutes. Russia says a thwarted attack on Donetsk. Unclear if this was start of Ukrainian Ukrainian invasion or Ukrainian war. That's from AAS. India training accident caused a signal system error. We have that one. Chinese warship passed an unsafe manner near destroyer in Taiwan Strait, the U.S. says. That's from Reuters. I guess I pronounce it Reuters. What else? Tiananmen Square. Hong Kong police detain activists on anniversary of massacre. Chinese defense minister says war with the U.S. would be unbearable disaster. Hundreds of thousands march against Poland's government to show support for what? There's a new law. Show support for what? Okay. Three IDF soldiers killed in Egypt border shooting. Killed in Egypt border shooting, laid to rest. Russia says Russell says suits. I think there's a grammatical typo there. Shoots down Ukraine. Ukraine launched drones over Crimea and Kursk. Ukraine keeps pressure following Russian declaration of victory in Bakhmut. Crazy, crazy. NATO chief urges Turkey not to veto Sweden joining alliance. NATO from Al Jazeera. Senegal government cuts mobile internet access amid deadly raid. Senegal. U.S. and U.K. Navy say they responded to distress call as Iran's revolutionary guard. Merchant vessel to Shepherd and Strait of Hormuz. David Petraeus expects gains from Ukrainian forces. Supporters of Russian opposition live in Navalny hold protest to mark his birthday. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan accuses military of trying to destroy his party. In Serbia, Belgrade rocked by anti-government protests. That's from, where is that from? DW.com, what's that one? DW.com. Learn German, TW. TW.com, I'm not familiar with that one. Prince William overheard telling Kate to chop chop during the royal wedding. Make it quick. Will China force Russia to end the war? Hopefully. We'll see. North Korean leader's sister, our second attempt to launch spy satellite, slams United Nations. NATO member Turkey to send troops to Kosovo amid unrest in the north. Elections in Mexico's most populous state could end the PRI's rule. Bolster AMLO. Nearly 80 primary school girls believe poison in Afghanistan, according to The Guardian. Yeah. Defense news. China's defense minister defends country's response to provocation. China's Sichuan landslide in China's Sichuan province kills 14, leaves 5 missing. That's sad. Far-left protesters clash with police in Germany over jail term for a woman who attacked neo-Nazis. A lot of crazy stuff going on in the world, folks. A lot of crazy stuff. Go to Google News to read all this stuff, man. It's crazy. Local news, Anaheim. Let's see. I didn't know James has an aneurysm and now in a coma. Checking out James. No, I'm familiar with her. There was an Anaheim Garden Walk shooting. The suspect has been arrested. Good. Man with 25 throwing stars arrested on Cal State Fullerton campus. Is he trying to be a ninja or something? That's on the OCR Register from yesterday. Oh, well, well. Crazy stuff, you folks. 563-999-3030. I will end it a little early tonight, folks. I hope you enjoy this episode. Just getting into the news. Getting updates. Doing a lot. I think I've done quite a few videos recently, so check those out. And I'll see you guys later. Have a great day. Bye-bye.